A student's legal guardian, as well as Brad Dunst, came to the May 11th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting upset about a recent discipline incident involving the student. Dunst addressed the board members, beginning by displaying a hand signal that has traditionally meant okay, and asking them how they were doing. Most board members responded by saying okay. Some board members even responded by returning the okay gesture. Dunst then described the incident at the school, saying the student exited a restroom and another student asked him if the bathroom was now available for use. The student responded with an okay gesture. However, a school employee immediately took the student to the office, where he was accused of displaying a white power hand signal. According to Dunst, the student repeatedly denied to the principal that his gesture was anything other than an okay response, meaning the restroom was now available for use by the other student. After being repeatedly told by the principal that he was lying, the boy finally confessed that this was the case. The boy later told his family he made the admission only after he realized that the principal was not going to believe he was only signaling okay. After the meeting, School Superintendent Terrence Beam assured us that the incident has been appropriately addressed with those involved. This board meeting was held at Hillsborough Elementary School and began with a local school improvement council meeting, during which the principal, Rebecca Spencer, announced the names of the school's super scholars, a list of whom can be found with this story on our website. Spencer also announced that Abigail Taylor won first place in the science fair, while Luke Taylor took second place and Sherry Walker third place. Spencer said Abigail Taylor won the social studies fair and that Eliza Cedarleaf won the first and second grade young writers contests. Spencer said that the school has met or at least shown great improvements in their goals regarding behavior, phonics, and math. Other significant items at this meeting include Mr. Beam reported that the State Department of Education did not reach a mediated settlement for the lawsuit Pocahontas and other county school systems had filed seeking the school aid funds that they feel they were not paid in years past. The case is expected to go to trial. He said he authorized Mr. Hall to use overtime if necessary to fix a major leak at Marlinton Middle School. Ruth Bland gave an update regarding the development of the multicultural curriculum for next school year. She said the curriculum committee has met and set timelines. They will meet again at the end of May. The board voted to change the authorized summer sports practice dates to July 5th through July 23rd. They adopted new English language arts instructional materials for the next 7 years. They approved several options to give individual schools flexibility in choosing which to use. They authorized the purchase of a forklift for use in CTE programs. The board approved Superintendent Beam's annual evaluation and his goals for the next school year. You can see those goals on our website. They made two changes to the school reentry plan. One is to no longer require students to wear masks when outdoors, and the other disallows out-of-county recreational field trips this spring. They approved a personnel agenda, which can also be found at the end of this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.